From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The containment cap now in place on the leaking oil well in the Gulf of Mexico is only collecting a small portion of the oil gushing into the sea, but BP executives insist that will change. NPR's Charles Snyder explains.
The Coast Guard says the containment cap is now collecting about 1,000 barrels a day. That figure could increase because vents that have been incorporated into the cap's design still need to be closed. Those vents are there to help keep ice-like crystals from forming. They doomed a previous effort. The top federal official overseeing the cleanup is Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen. He says engineers will be closing the vents in succession.
They will slowly bring up a production line and slowly close the vents. When they're assuring that there's no water to get in, and then sometime later today we'll probably be able to get an assessment of exactly an approximation of how much oil we are capturing and able to produce, and it'll probably be pretty visible at that time if there's any leakage.
BP hopes the cap will eventually capture 90% of the oil and gas spewing into the Gulf. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
In Grand Isle, Louisiana, one visitor now says the smell of the ocean has been overwhelmed by the smell of oil washing ashore. Gooey clumps of oil have begun rolling onto the white sand beaches there and also onto barrier islands of the Gulf Islands and the National Seashore near Pensacola, Florida. President Obama is touring the region and meeting with officials and residents affected by the spill. Turkey's ambassador is warning his country could be forced to break off diplomatic relations with Israel over a deadly commando raid carried out against an aid ship en route to Gaza. The Turkish ambassador to Washington wants Israel to apologize for the raid in which 9 people were killed and also end its blockade against Gaza and accept an independent investigation into the raid. U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder says the Justice Department will not tolerate hate crimes. Addressing the 30th anniversary conference of the American Arab Anti-Discrimination Committee, Holder said the racial profiling is wrong and called for an open dialogue between law enforcement and Arab Americans. More than 430,000 workers found jobs in May, but as NPR's Ari Shapiro reports, most of those were temporary government jobs.
More than 95% of last month's new hires were census workers. Those jobs will disappear by the fall. Christina Romer chairs the President's Council of Economic Advisors.
What we're going to be concentrating on is how do we make sure that the private sector job creation grows fast enough to fill in when those temporary government jobs go away.
During an interview in her office, Romer said it will take a long time for the economy to regain the 7.5 million jobs that have been lost since the recession started.
They won't necessarily be the same jobs coming back. This is a dynamic economy, and we know some sectors, like the financial services industry, is probably going to be smaller than it was before the financial crisis. Our focus is going to be of, are we creating new jobs?
The Labor Department report says the private sector added 41,000 jobs in May. That's down from April, when the number was 218,000. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, The White House.
This is NPR. A new rocket successfully blasted off from Cape Canaveral in Florida, putting an unmanned test capsule into orbit today. NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce has more.
SpaceX, the company that built this rocket, ran a live webcast of its maiden flight. The white Falcon 9 stood on its launch pad, as tall as an 18-story building.
Lift off!
Falcon 9 took off with a burst of flames. Soon, onboard video showed the Earth far below and the second stage separating. About 10 minutes after it began, the flight ended.
Falcon 9 Stage 2 and the Dragon capsule are now in orbit around the Earth.
SpaceX employees could be heard cheering. The company already has an agreement with NASA to deliver cargo to the space station starting next year. And SpaceX says just a few years later, the rocket and its capsule could be ready to carry astronauts. So this first successful flight is a boost for the Obama administration, which would like NASA to begin relying on private space taxis. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.
U.S. Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor returned home to the Bronx Housing Project, where she grew up. Sotomayor saying she is overwhelmed by having the Bronxdale houses renamed for her.
I am deeply humbled and touched that these houses will now bear my name. I won't be able to drive by them without my heart stopping a little bit.
Sotomayor says she still remembers in spring of 1958 looking out of her second-story window and seeing Robert Kennedy. The justice also visited her old elementary school today. Rough end of the week for Wall Street. The jobless figures sent the Dow plummeting today, down 323 points to 99.31. The Nasdaq composite was down 83 points. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.